right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from rainy Phoenix, Arizona. I had Jeff from Colorado. We were on the subject of these websites, as I was mentioning. I go into these websites, and I look at Rush Limbaugh, I look at Sean Hannity, I look at Glenn Beck, and I look at all these, you know, mainstream media whores, if you will. And yes, their numbers are dropping exponentially. While on the flip side of the coin, folks, the website, the traffic for these websites with the Patriot community is going up exponentially. And of course, this is part of the reason why these people are so paranoid. They want to shove this stuff through. They realize as well as we do that we're in a battle here. We're in a battle for the mind of the American public. Remember that statement that's on the front homepage of my website, okay, www.theamericanawakening.org. Propaganda is not for the critical thinker, and this is not verbatim, but this is off the top of my head. Propaganda is not for the critical thinker. It's only for an excuse for the coward to do nothing. When you cut through the onion and you go down the rabbit hole and you find out what's really going on here, you have a moral decision to make as whether you want to live in denial or whether you want to step up to the plate and do something about it. Because once you know what we do, if you're anything like me, your guts are going to churn until you step up to the plate and do something about it. With that, let's go to Charles in Wisconsin. Charles, you're on with Michael.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, I don't know if you know now, that Fox News has announced that this man has been suffering from a bunch of conspiracy theories over the last few weeks. So this is maybe one of the reasons he's doing this, that he's doing at the Hillary campaign office. And that ties right into where you left off with propaganda.
Okay, now wait a minute. Repeat. This man has been doing what?
Fox News says that he suffers from a mental problem, and his family reported in the last few weeks he has been coming up with crazy conspiracy theories.
Now tell me, how do they know this?
Well, they had spoke with some of this man's family, and they also had some kid whose dad knows him and said that, you know, he's had a rough time with a divorce and whatnot, but they made sure they've mentioned conspiracy theories a couple times now within the last 5 minutes that he's suffering from through his illness.
Well,
and of course, this is Fox News, you know, so.
Yeah, it ties right in with it, doesn't it? How convenient. How cleverly the mainstream media weaves this, you know, subliminal messaging into the mind of the dumbed-down American.
Well, you know, I really thought we'd had until at least 6 o'clock tonight before we started hearing this stuff. And, yeah, already. So, great show. I appreciate you giving me a chance to float some news. And thank you.
Oh, hey, no problem. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Have a good weekend, partner. Well, let's see. We're in the second hour, and I still haven't gone into my article here on the latest on S-1959. And I got a message here on my Skype that says, Ron in Mexico says expatriate. Ron says that if S-1959 passes, it's time to leave. Well, let me get into this article since I don't have any more callers on the line. Now, I'm going to ask all of you to give me a break for, maybe 10 minutes or so. I'll open up the phone lines again, but I want to get into this because this is really pertinent. It's very serious, folks. It reared its ugly head again. This is from newstarget.com. It's got a picture of this guy, but I don't know his name. He's written he's a handsome man, but no, he's written a very interesting article on this, but let me read it to you here. It says, the end of free speech in America has arrived at our doorstep. It's a new law called the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, and it is worded in such a clever way that it could allow the U.S. government to arrest and incarcerate any individual who speaks out against the Bush administration, the war on Iraq, the Department of Homeland Security, or any government agency, including the FDA. The law has already passed the House on a traitorous vote of 405-6, and it is now being considered in the Senate, where a vote is imminent. All over the Internet, intelligent people – now hear that word, folks – intelligent people who care about freedom are speaking out against this extremely dangerous law. Philip Giraldi at the Huffington Post, Declan McCullough at CNetsNews.com, Catherine Smith at OpEdNews.com, and, of course, Alex Jones at PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to take a break. I'll get back in three. I'll cover the rest of this. I'll open the phone lines again. Stick with me. Michael Herzog, the American Awakening, coming to you live from a rainy Phoenix, Arizona. Be right back.
Heart. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Attention RBN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you are interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies to not only relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to rebuild damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. In fact, relief for me came in less than a week. Now, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it, and right now a small amount is available to our listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to www.321relief.com. And the best part? RBN listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com. That's www.321relief.com, or call 815-259-4555. For details.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. I meant to mention when the show started, for the sake of a number of emails that I've gotten, you know, I've touched base or read an article, the beginning of the week maybe or the end of last week on the chemtrails, and I had put out a call to Cliff Carnicom to see if I could get him up on my show, and I never heard anything from him, and I'd gotten some emails, one from Harriet and some other ones, and I got a call from Cliff yesterday, so yay, Cliff's coming up on my show next Thursday. Folks, make a note of it. It's going to be a good show. We're going to see if we can find out a little bit more about what's going on with these chemicals they're spraying us with. But at any rate, let me get back to this article. Okay, and I'm trying to multitask here as I read these messages coming in. And let me tell my board operator, I don't know if that would work on him doing that. We've tried it before, and that doesn't work, and it really goofs up my transmission. So, Kurt, I don't think I can do that. At any rate, let me get back through this. If he wants to call in on a landline, that's fine. Let's see. The bill, and we're speaking of S-1959 here, folks. Oh, it's still Kerry. I'm sorry. I thought it was Kurt. Well, you told me you were leaving for the weekend, Kerry. At any rate, this bill, S-1959, and here we go, we're Skyping again. This bill is the beginning of the end of free speech in America. If it passes, folks, all the information sources you know and trust could be shut down and their authors imprisoned. News Target could be taken offline and I could be arrested as a terrorist. Jeff Rentz at www.rentz.com could be labeled a terrorist and arrested. Byron Richards, Lynn Horowitz, Paul Craig Roberts, Greg Palast, Ron Paul, Al Gore, could all be arrested, silenced, and incarcerated. This is not an exaggeration. It is a literal reading of the law, which you can check yourself here at HTTP, and then we got semicolon forward slash thomas.loc. This is too, All right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll post this on my website. You go into www.theamericanawakening.org. I'll post this later on, and if you want to go in there and get it and read the article for yourself, you can do it, because it's got about, well, it's way too many to go into. At any rate, the bill states, ideologically based violence means the use, the planned use, or the threatened use of force or violence by a group or individual to promote the group or individual's political, religious, or social beliefs. Note that this means the planned use or force to promote a political or social belief would be considered an act of terrorism. This all hinges on the definition of force, of course. Based on the loose use of logic in Washington these days and the slippery interpretation of the meaning of words force, it could mean, now get this, folks, a grassroots campaign to barrage Congress with faxes. And how many times have we not done that in the past on, Ted Pike's hate crimes legislation and other issues? A nonviolent street protest. This could mean this, folks. A nonviolent street protest. A letter-writing campaign that deluges the Senate with too much mail. A sit-in protest that blocks access to a business or organization. A grassroots email campaign that overloads the email servers of any government department or agency. You get the idea. Force could be defined as practically anything. And since the planned use of force could be considered a criminal act of terrorism, anyone who simply thinks about a grassroots campaign would be engaged in terrorist acts. Now, if you stop someone on the street and handed them a Bible, for example, this could be considered an act of terrorism, quote, the use of force to promote the individual's religious beliefs, unquote. If you sent a barrage of angry letters to Washington about global warming and the destruction of the environment by the U.S. military, this could also be considered an act of terrorism, you know, like to promote the individual's political beliefs. If you believe in a same-sex marriage and you wrote a letter threatening a sit-in protest in front of your state's Capitol building, this could also be considered an act of terrorism, even if you never carried it out. Planned use of force to promote a social belief. The United States is on the fast track to fascism, and I have to disagree with that. We're already there. They just haven't told the dumbed-down American public that. And the Congress is working right alongside, in lockstep, this nation's traitorous leaders to criminalize any thoughts, words, or speeches that disagree with current government policies regarding war, terrorism, domestic surveillance, and civil liberties. Simply speaking out against the war in Iraq could soon be labeled a crime. Merely thinking thoughts against the war on Iraq could be considered a criminal act. I mean, and he posts up here, and I agree with him because I've seen this, folks. A must-see video, and you can go into Google and look this up. It's Naomi Wolf's lecture on the 10 steps to fascism. And if you can't find it on Google, you can find it on my website, www.theamericanawakening.org. Click on interesting links and go in there and look for Naomi Wolf's lecture on the 10 steps to fascism. There's a video lecture that it's about, I think it's, I don't know, 17 minutes. She covers the topic with great elegance and a deep understanding of history. In her lecture and her book, Naomi reveals the 10 steps to fascism, then reveals how the United States of America is pursuing all 10. This S-1959 legislation, the Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act, represents one of the 10 steps to achieve a fascist state. It is designed to quash all opposition to the state's ongoing march towards blatant fascism, where secret police and secret prisons dominate the law enforcement landscape, stripping U.S. citizens of all civil liberties and constitutional protections. Thought crimes are about to become a reality in the United States of America, and Congress is pushing this through as quickly as possible so that each individual member of Congress can claim that he or she is, quote, against terrorism. But this bill doesn't merely target terrorism. It targets anyone who speaks or even thinks thoughts against the United States federal government. With this bill, the U.S. government is officially labeling the people of the United States as criminals. It is drawing a line in the sand and stating that from now on, it's the government versus the people. And if we don't stop this bill from becoming law, we are lost as a nation. There is no turning back from tyranny once the government turns its own citizens into criminals, enforcing only the thoughts, ideas, words, and speeches that it approves or tolerates. Everything is at stake here. And I want you to think about this, folks. I want you to think about this for a minute. This bill passes, and I've touched on this, too, when Ted Pike has come up on the program with the hate crimes legislation. When you walk out, if this bill gets through, if you walk out into the street, you're going to be considering every thought, and if you don't, you should be considering every thought, every word that you say, because you're always going to have in the back of your mind, if you're an intelligent thinking individual, that somebody somewhere within earshot, or even those, you know, pieces of equipment that they have that can, you know, they can listen to what you say from across the street. I've seen them at football games. That they're going to be listening to what we say. You're going to have tattletales out there. Okay, they already have them. I mean, there's questions that are being asked by our school children right now. Well, tell me, does mommy drink? Is there any guns in the house? This is, and I have to equate this, folks, this is indeed 1933 Germany. And I've had a couple of callers that have called in today. And by the way, the phone lines are open again. You guys can go ahead and call me back, 800-313-9443. I've had callers call in today and say, well, it's time to pick up a gun. God, I hope it's never time to pick up the gun. But, you know, I'm just hoping against hope that these diligent individuals, yourselves alike, the ones that are passing out videos, the ones that have the guts to open up their mouth and talk to the mind-numbed Americans and try to crack through that eggshell of a head that they've got, that we can get through to enough people to where we can make this a peaceful revolution, that Jack McLam and all his people that are out there are educating the military and educating the police force. There's a time, and I saw this. John Stadtmiller and I both saw this when we were up in Plainfield, New Hampshire. There is dissension among the ranks because these people take an oath to the Constitution when they swear into their jobs as military and police officials. They take an oath to uphold the Constitution, and anybody that's got an IQ above 90 at some point in time with some of the orders that they are given have to scratch their head and say, wait a minute, this flies in the face of this oath I took for the Constitution. Then you've got the other issue that comes into play with, you know, do you shoot an American? These people can walk down the street and shoot their own citizens. Henceforth, this is why they're attempting, you know, in their covert ways to balkanize this country. They're putting people into Blackwater. They're putting people in the military. They're giving them incentives to, you know, go serve a tour in Iraq, and they're going to grant them citizenship. Because it's been like this all the way down through history, folks. It's very difficult for a person of the same sovereignty, if you will, to shoot another one. So henceforth, they're bringing him in from outside. And this is why I continue to convey to you, this is a war. This is an info war. This is a war in which we must wake these people up and do it now. And folks, if you've been sitting on the sofa and you've been listening to RBN for, you know, however long you've been listening to it, and you're addicted to it like I am, it's time to get up off your seat and do something about it. And I mean, even if it's just to, you know, if you're writing Christmas cards this year, all right, put a little note in there. Say, hey, you know what? Have you ever heard, Rick Adams? Have you ever heard, and by the way, I'll go into that in a minute. Have you ever heard Rick Adams on RBN? I'd like to get your personal opinion on that. Fire a note out to him, okay? Have you ever heard Charles Giuliani on RBN? Have you ever heard Derry Brownfield on RBN? Have you ever heard John Statman on RBN? I've listened to this guy, and I'm kind of hooked on him. I'd like to get your opinion about it. Am I nuts, or, you know, do these guys have something true to say? You know, the enemy uses this covert, sneaky, what's the word I want to use? Incrementation. Okay? We could do the same thing. But you've got to get to these people. You've got to educate them in whatever format, in whatever way works for you. But you've got to do it. The time is now. You can't sit there with that light bulb that went off in your head a year, two, 5 years, 10 years ago and just sit there and do nothing about it because time is short. I'm looking here, staring this bill in the face right now. And you know what? Ron, the expatriate from Mexico, he Skyped in a message and he's talking about it's time to expatriate. If this bill passes, it's time to get out. Well, is he right? Is he wrong? I don't know. Did he call in? I don't know. Let's see. He wanted my Skype ID, and I can't do that because if he does that, it'll cut me off. But that being said, if he wants to call in, I don't know. Let's get his thoughts on it. Anyway, the phone lines are open, folks, 800-313-9443. But before I go back to the phone lines, Again, you have to take action now or lose your freedoms forever. If you live in the United States, it is urgent that you call your senators right now and voice your strong opposition against this extremely dangerous law. Now, I'm going to give you the phone numbers for the U.S. Senate switchboard, and I mean this, folks. You know, it's a little late in the afternoon on Friday. There's a little bit of time left. You can pick up the phone and start dialing, or, excuse me, if you don't get it all done, first thing Monday morning, get up the phone and let your fingers do the walking. We'll be back in three. I'll give you the numbers, and we'll go back to the phones.
The
Michael Herzog,
the American Voice. The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from rainy Phoenix, Arizona. A short segment coming up to the bottom of the hour. I want to give these numbers out. The Senate switchboard, folks. And for the rest of the day and Monday, you want to just light up these switchboards, because remember, right now you can do this as a concerned, awakened citizen. If this passes, you might be considered a terrorist for doing this in the future. So get your pen and paper out here. 1-877-851-6437. 1-800-833-6354. 1-888-355-3588. 1-866-220-0044. 1-866-808-0065. 1-877-762-8762. 1-866-340-9281. Or 1-800-862-5533. 1-800-930. And folks, you know, I don't go on a rampage trying to get people to call or send a switchboard and so forth. A couple, three times I've had Ted Pike up on the show on this hate crimes legislation, which is as important. But by the way, Ted Pike is behind this as well. This is literally, I would say, the final nail in the coffin. Because as we all know, those of us who have been enlightened for any period of time know that the real attack since 9/11 has been on the American people, because we are the last bastion between them and their new world order. They take us down, and the rest of the world goes with it. This is why I say, you know, I know it's an effort. I know, you know, it's not something that I like to do either, although I've done it. I've done it on occasion with Ted Pike. But we've got to do this now. We've got to send a message to these people that they can't allow this to happen. And look at this. On the one side, we've got us calling in, sending the faxes and so forth. But on the other end, look what we've got. We've got a caller that called in, Mark, with this report from Rhode Island, where we've got this interesting enough, you know, that was reported on CNN and Fox. We've got this, you know, deranged guy that's got mental problems, conspiracy theorist, that strapped a bomb and has taken two hostages and conveniently at Democratic headquarters looking to have an audience with Hillary Clinton. I mean, give me a break. Like Hillary Clinton's going to show up and say, howdy, yeah, what can I do for you? With a bomb strapped to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'd be curious to know from the listening audience, and again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. How many of you think that really this guy is a deranged, mentally ill guy that just decided, you know, he's going through a divorce and, boy, he's just negative as heck and he thinks that this is the way to solve something? Or how many of you think that the guy's a provocateur or an MK Ultra suspect? Be curious to know that. At any rate, until the phone rings, on the subject of this well, how would I say, corrupt Congress, bought off Congress, compromised Congress, or Senate, both. Let me go into, you know, I've had this file sitting here for about 3 weeks, and I haven't been able to get to it at all. My buddy Don up in Oregon has sent me all this information. I perused through it a couple times, didn't read it all word for word, but I got so busy I put it on the back burner because I had so much else going on, trip to Mexico and so forth. But speaking of these congressmen and corrupt congressmen, there was a congressman that stood out back in the 90s. The guy spoke his mind. He reminded me to a degree of Ron Paul because he told the truth. He always stood up and told it like it is. And you can go into Google and you can listen to some of the you can read some of the one-minute speeches that this congressman made. And I have to tell you, they are downright hilarious because he is so upfront, or he was so upfront. He was so upfront. He told it like it is. And a phrase that he used to use all the time when he was standing on the floor of Congress was, beam me up, Scotty. You know, that goes back to the old Star Wars thing, because he would use that to just kind of expound on how ludicrous some of this stuff was that his fellow, you know, colleagues were putting forth as legislation. And this guy is none other than James Traficant. For anybody who is unaware of who he is or who he was, he's still alive. This guy was a congressman in Ohio that had the gumption, had the cojones, if you will, to stand up on the floor of Congress and remind his fellow colleagues that we indeed filed bankruptcy in 1933. And this is one of the only, I think, if the only speech that was made on the floor of Congress that was actually changed, because they did not want this to be a matter of public record. And I'm going to read this to you. Mr. Speaker, and this is James Traficant addressing the House. He's on the floor of the House of Representatives, folks. Mr. Speaker, we are here now in Chapter 11. Members of Congress are official trustees presiding over the greatest reorganization in world history, the U.S. government. We are setting forth, hopefully, a blueprint for our future. There are some who say it's a coroner's report that will lead to our demise. It is established fact that the United States federal government has been dissolved by the Emergency Banking Act, March 9, 1933, 48 Statute, First Public Law, 89-719, declared by President Roosevelt, being bankrupt and insolvent, House Joint Resolution 192, 73rd Congress, in session June 5th, 1933, Joint Resolution to suspend the gold standard and abrogate the gold clause, dissolve the foreign authority of the United States and the official capacities of all United States government offices, officers, and departments, and is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. We'll be back after the break. This guy had the cojones to stand up before Congress and announce it to the world. He's in prison now. We'll be back in three, and I'll tell you more about it. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. Rainy Phoenix, Arizona. Continuing with this, folks, again, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking about James Traficant for a moment. You know, in light of this S-1959, of which we're all going to be branded terrorists if we have any kind of a thought in our heads about, you know, maybe we don't like this Iraq war. Maybe we don't like the idea of them going in and bombing innocent people in Iran. You know, maybe we don't like the fact that we're being spied upon and so forth, but we can no longer say anything about this. Here's a gentleman that had the cojones to stand up on the floor of Congress and put it out there for the public record that indeed we were in bankruptcy. Now, remember, it used to be the United States of America. Now it's a corporation, folks. And I'm going to go into a little bit more of this. I'm not going to have time today, but I'm going to go into a little bit more of this in a further show. But I'm going to continue with this article, okay? It is further evidence, the United States government offices, officers, and departments, and is further evidence that the United States federal government exists today in name only. The receivers of the United States bankruptcy are the international bankers. Oh, here we go. They're popping up their notorious names again. Remember, that's the Federal Reserve. That's that illusion here. This is the offshore banking cartel, folks, via the United Nations, the World Bank, and the International Monetary Fund. All United States offices, officials, and departments are now operating within a de facto status in name only under the Emergency War Powers Act. With the constitutional Republican form of government now dissolved, the receivers of the bankruptcy have adopted a new form of government for the United States. This new form of government is known as a democracy, being an established socialist communist order under a new governor for America. This act was instituted and established by transferring and or placing the office of the Secretary of Treasury to that of the Governor of the International Monetary Fund. That's Public Law 94-564, page 8, section H.R. 13955, and it reads in part, "The U.S. Secretary of the Treasury receives no compensation for representing the United States. Gold and silver were such a powerful money during the founding of the United States of America that the founding fathers declared that only gold or silver coins can be money in America. Since gold and silver coinage were heavy and inconvenient for a lot of transactions, they were stored in banks and a claim check was issued as a money substitute. People traded their coupons as money or currency. Currency is not money. We found that out, or at least I found that out yesterday when Jim Urich came on my show. Currency is not money, but a money substitute. Redeemable currency must promise to pay a dollar equivalent in gold or silver money. Federal Reserve notes make no such promises and are not money. A Federal Reserve note is a debt obligation of the federal United States government, not money. The federal United States government and the U.S. Congress were not and have never been authorized by the Constitution for the United States of America to issue currency of any kind, but only lawful money, gold and silver coin. It is essential that we comprehend the distinction between real money and paper money substitute. One cannot get rich by accumulating money substitutes. One can only get deeper in debt. We the people no longer have any money. Most Americans have not been paid any money for a very long time. Perhaps not in their entire life. Now, do you comprehend why you feel broke? Now, do you understand why you are bankrupt along with the rest of the country? We've been dealing in tokens, folks, just like Jim Urich said on the air yesterday. Tokens. It's just like walking into a casino and them, you know, giving you chips. Those chips are good as long as you're in a casino and buy anything you want, but you walk out, they're worthless, okay? And they only represent something. They are not that something. Federal Reserve notes are unsigned checks written on a closed account. FRNs are an inflatable paper system designed to create debt through inflation, devaluation of currency. Wherever there's an increase of the supply of a money substitute in the economy without a corresponding increase in the gold and silver backing, inflation occurs. Inflation is an invisible form of taxation that irresponsible governments inflict on their citizens. The Federal Reserve Bank, who controls the supply and movement of FRNs, has everybody fooled. They have access to an unlimited supply of FRNs, paying only for the printed costs of what they need. FRNs are nothing more than promissory notes for U.S. Treasury securities, T-bills, and a promise to pay the debt to the Federal Reserve Bank. There is a fundamental difference between paying and discharging a debt. To pay a debt, you must pay with value or substance like gold or silver or barter or commodity. With FRNs, you can only discharge a debt. You cannot pay a debt with a debt currency system. You cannot service a debt with a currency that has no backing in value or substance. No contract in common law is valid unless it involves an exchange of good and valuable consideration. Unpayable debt transfers power and control to the sovereign power structure that has no interest in money law, equity, or justice because they have so much wealth already. Their lust is for power and control. Since the inception of central banking, they have controlled the fates of nations. The Federal Reserve System is based on the canon law and the principles of sovereignty protected in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. In fact, the international bankers used a canon law trust as their model, adding stock and naming it a joint stock trust in 1873. The Federal Reserve Act was legislated post facto to 1870. Although post facto laws are strictly forbidden by the Constitution in Article 1, Section 9 and Paragraph 3. The Federal Reserve System is a sovereign power structure separate and distinct from the federal United States government. The Federal Reserve is a maritime lender and or maritime insurance underwriter to the federal United States operating exclusively under Admiralty maritime law. The lender or underwriter bears the risks and the maritime law compelling specific performance in paying the interest or premiums are the same. Assets of the debtor can also be hypothecated to pledge something as a security without taking possession of it as security by the lender or the underwriter. The Federal Reserve Act stipulated that the interest on a debt was to be paid in gold. There was no stipulation in the Federal Reserve Act for ever paying the principal. Now, prior to 1913, most Americans owned clear, alloydial title to property, free and clear of any liens or mortgages until the Federal Reserve Act of 1913. Hypothecated all property within the federal United States to the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve, in which the trustees, i.e. stockholders, held legal title. The U.S. citizen, the tenant, franchisee, was registered as a beneficiary of the trust via his or her birth certificate. And I'm going to get into this in another show. I'm not going to have time today, folks, but some of the information that Don in Ohio sent me just absolutely made the hair on the back of my neck just stand up and curl, because they have pledged us as beneficiaries via our birth certificates. Now, in 1933, the federal United States hypothecated all of the present and future properties, the assets, and the labor of their subjects, i.e. us, the 14th Amendment U.S. citizen, to the Federal Reserve System. In return, the Federal Reserve System agreed to extend the Federal United States Corporation all the credit money substitute it needed. Get that, folks? Money substitute. Like any other debtor, the Federal United States government had to assign collateral and security to their creditors as a condition of the loan. Guess what they assigned? Us. Since the Federal United States didn't have any assets, they assigned the private property of their economic slaves, the U.S. citizens, as collateral against the unpayable federal debt. They also pledged the unincorporated federal territories, the national parks, the forests, the birth certificates, and the nonprofit organizations as collateral against the federal debt. Now, how does that make you feel, folks? I don't know about you, but that really honks me off. I'll continue with this in a minute. Let's go to Bill in Texas. Bill, you're on with Michael. Go ahead.
Hey, Michael. How you doing again today?
Hey, it's you. How are you doing, Bill?
I'm doing fine. Listen, I was listening to your program again, and I guess I have a tendency to be a little bit obsessive-compulsive about the terminology we use and the terminology that the system tries to get us to use. But regarding a debt, my understanding is we really cannot discharge a debt. There's only two things that you can do with a debt. You can pay the debt or you can default on the debt. What we do, legal tender laws allow us, and this is a minor distinction, but I think there is a distinction. Legal tender laws allow us to discharge the legal obligation to pay the debt, because we can't pay the debt because the government stole our money, and so there is no money to pay the debt with gold or silver coin. So you can discharge an obligation or a duty, but you really can't discharge the debt. The debts remain, and that's the problem with a fiat currency system that monetizes debt, is that we never get rid of our debts. They just keep piling up more and more and more until eventually we default, and when we default, they get, you know, the assets get foreclosed on, and that's how the central bankers wind up with all the property.
Pretty clever scheme, huh, Bill?
Yeah, it's a very clever scheme.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, Bill. I mean, again, as I mentioned, I had received a lot of information from my buddy Don up there in Oregon regarding this, and I mean, I was just appalled when I found out that they have literally pledged us, our human bodies, as collateral for this national debt. Were you familiar with this?
Yeah, well, you know, when they say that the currency, the fiat currency system is backed by the full faith and credit of the people, of the government, of the people, that's us. It's backed by us. Sure, I was familiar
right,
with it.
Right, and what I was going to get into, and I don't have time to do it today, but in accordance with my buddy Bill and this information I've got as I peruse through it, there is a remedy to this. Okay, and
uh-huh.
I found it fascinating to read through, and I got started on it too late today because I wanted to go into this in a little bit more detail, and I'm the first to say that I haven't studied this as well as fellows like Don or Sam Kennedy or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But
are you saying there's a legal remedy that the courts and the system will allow? I think there are a lot of remedies out there, but I think they're ignored and stomped on. If anybody tries to use them,
mm-hmm. And that very well could be. But what I'm doing is I'm going to put this information out there for my listening audience, mm-hmm. and allow them to do the research and draw their own conclusions. But there are people that are doing this, and there are people on this network. Sam Kennedy is one of them that are professing that yes, this indeed does work. Now I don't know. I'm just going to toss it out there for the listening audience because as I read this, as you know me, Bill, I put this stuff forth. You know, stuff that fascinates me, stuff that really blows me away, and stuff that I think the public needs to know. I put it out there,
right.
And this is something that the public needs to know because I'll guarantee you, nobody's ever told them this.
Right. Well, if there are any remedies, I think that's great to put on the show because. It's my belief that the fiat currency systems that are used by central banks in every country of the world are the cause of 99% of all the problems in the world. That literally, if overnight every country went back to a gold and silver standard of coining money and using free coinage in the market system, that 99% of all the problems would just go away immediately.
Well, sure. It would totally alleviate this boom and bust economy, which they do by design.
Absolutely.
To steal our assets and use it for entitlement programs and so forth. But the thing is, Bill, this is about education, and I'm tossing this stuff out there because the fact of the matter is that, we're in an info war. We need to wake up to this and know what's going on because I'm not even sure how many members of Congress or the Senate know about this.
Oh, they don't. I've asked very, very smart attorneys. I've dealt with a few attorneys over the last 6 months, very smart guys with big firms, and I've asked them about questions about the money and the fiat currency system. They don't know anything about it. I mean, nothing. They know far less than your listening audience because they're working all day and they're in the system and they're not sitting there listening to alternative radio and shows like yours. They know nothing about money and fiat currency.
Well, and that's just step one, Bill, because, we can put it out there, guys like you and me, put it out there and let people know about it, but we've got to go to step two, and we've got to let these people know that, yes, we do know, and, yes, we want something done about it. If not, we're going to do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, there is something that if everybody did overnight, it would end the false money system. If magically everybody took all their paper promises, well, whether it's a stock or a bond or a Federal Reserve note, cashed them in and bought gold and silver and asked for physical delivery, the fiat currency system would crater overnight in every country in the world if everybody did that. But, of course, everybody won't do that.
Well, I don't know. I mean, that's a great thought, but I don't know if there's enough available gold in this country to be able to convert your FRNs over to silver, for that matter.
There isn't right now. I mean, eventually it would take so many FRNs to buy an ounce of gold, but the point is, if everybody tried to do it, it would collapse the system because as the demand for gold rose, it would take far more. The price would go up because it would take maybe 100,000 FRNs to buy an ounce of gold. Eventually, as more and more gold became accumulated in private hands, but again, that pursuit would crater any fiat currency system of a country.
Well, let's explore this for just a moment here. I mean, let's just say for the sake of hypothetical discussion that we had half of the American people that were awake and they took all their money out of the bank or their 401k or their, CDs or whatever they did, and they went down and bought physical gold and silver. Or even, not even 50%.
It wouldn't take anywhere near 50%. It would take if 5% of the people did it. I mean, right now, less than 1% of the population owns any gold or silver, far less than 1%. If you had 5% do it, it could crater the system. 10% would absolutely crater it.
Right. So if we had 5%, let's say, of the people who just took their money and converted it into gold and silver, that would be enough to collapse the economy. And in my mind, this is what we need to happen. They're taking it down by design, as you know, but these guys are in control of it. Okay, right. This is a valuable piece of ammunition that we as the people could have the control to use to bring it down and to send a message to them to say, that's enough, we're not doing this anymore.
Right, right. You know, another thing, my analysis of this, I don't think they're taking it down by design. I've heard that many times. I think what it is that they know that a fiat currency system based on debt is unsustainable. So they can't reverse the decline, the deterioration, the problems. So the powers that be can profit from it no matter what stage it's in. They're not really taking it down by design. They just can't stop it. Once it starts to go down, it's like, again, I've given the metaphor before on some of the programs. If I'm hanging on a high bar and you're plotting my fatigue curve, maybe from minute one, you know, when I jump on there to minute one, it's pretty flat. I'm not fatiguing much, but maybe from minute one to minute two, the decline curve is getting steeper. From minute two to minute three, that fatigue curve, the decline is going parabolic, and then all of a sudden, at some point, I just drop off the bar. Well, once I get fatigued, there's no way to reverse that fatigue. I mean, if somebody came in and injected me with some steroids or something like that, it might bump it up a little bit, which is what they do when they manipulate the markets. It bumps it up a little bit. But the fatigue continues, and has when it started in 1913, and now it's starting to go parabolic, and eventually it's like the guy dropping off the bar. It will just collapse.
Right. Now, I understand that, and you know, maybe it's a wrong choice of words here. What they're doing is injecting money into the stock market to artificially keep it propped up.
Right, it's a little steroid injection.
Right. Okay. We'll be back in three. Stick with me, Bill.
Okay.
Back in three. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit healingformula.com.
All right, we're back. Final segment of The American Awakening, your host, Michael Herzog. We're talking about just how many, what percentage of people it would take to just take their FRNs, convert it into gold and silver, and maybe we could take a little bit of control back and force these people to go back to a gold and silver standard. Bill, how possible do you think this is? Do you think it's workable? Do you think we could do that if we got enough people educated and wised up to this?
I don't necessarily think that we can do it by educating people. I think what's going to have to happen, education is part of it. I think the second part is there's going to have to be a significant change in the in their lifestyle, in their standard of living. In other words, once enough people start feeling the pain, the economy, you know, they lose their jobs, they get to a point where they have to make a decision, do I pay my property taxes or do I buy food for my kids? You know, when it gets to that type of thing, you know, when they no longer, they've already given up their golf clubs and their membership to the country club, and they've already given up a lot of the luxuries in their lives, and now they're getting down to making some basic decisions about what kind of necessities they're going to buy, then they're going to finally wake up and realize something seriously is wrong. And then they're going to have to say, now I've got to do something about it. So by educating them, that's the first step, because then it's going to, you know, it's going to hit them sooner. The people that are not educated are never going to figure out, you know, what's wrong, and they're just going to keep looking to the government for some other fix or resolution. So education's the first part, but it's not the end all.
Well, okay, so we educate them, but also you had mentioned a few minutes ago that let's say that, you know, 10% of the American population did go in and turn in their FRNs, or they bought gold and got silver with it. That in itself would drive the cost up of the gold to a point where, you know, the economy would collapse over it?
Well, yeah, because see, if the true market value of gold and silver were ever allowed to be shown, it would show the loss of purchasing power and the lack of value of the paper currency. That's why all the governments of the world that issue paper currency, they get together, and it is a conspiracy to continue to do things to suppress the price of gold and silver, because if the real price of gold and silver were exposed, the fiat currency system would be done right then. People would realize it has no value. So they go through great lengths, and they can do it by selling physical gold and silver on the market from the central banks, increasing the supply temporarily and driving down the price. They can do it by selling contracts or derivatives. You know, if somebody buys, let's say a central government of some country buys 20 tons of silver or 100 tons of silver, whatever the number is, okay, the silver is probably not going to move from the vault it's sitting. They're going to send them a contract saying that you just bought a certain number of tons of silver. Okay, now, how many times has that same tonnage been sold? How many people are holding a piece of paper, a promise to pay for the same silver? See, that's why the system is only going to collapse when everybody starts getting worried about all their paper promises and say, hey, I want physical delivery. And it's not just cashing in their FRNs, Mike. It's cashing in your bonds, your 401Ks. Anything that's paper. Paper is not payment in itself. Paper has no value. Paper is someone's promise to pay you something in the future. Now, promises always get defaulted on.
And you know what's really scary about this, Bill? The mindset of the dumbed-down American citizen who equates their freedom to the amount of paper that they have in the bank.
Right.
That's really scary.
Right. They confuse their standard of living with freedom, and when they lose their standard of living, they're going to realize they don't have any freedom either.
Outstanding phone call, Bill. Thanks for your input. I appreciate it.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Mike. I enjoyed it.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, folks, end of another week. I want you to have a good weekend. I hope it's not rainy where you live, and I will see you Monday. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with John Stadtmiller. I think he's got open line Friday. I'm not sure. But he may expound a little more on S-1959. I'm not sure. But at any rate, I will see you Monday. Have a good weekend, folks. Talk to you later. Bye.
What it is you think I should. With